Welcome to the Champion's Corner, where sales training meets the mindset of a champion. I'm Mark Kelly McLean, former Canadian champion, world bronze medalist, and your coach in the world of sales. I took the discipline, focus, and resilience from boxing and brought it into business. Here, we turn sales pros into sales champions with real tactics and winning mindsets. So lace up, keep your guard up, and let's get to work. You're in the Champion's Corner. Welcome back to the Sales Ring, 12 rounds to yes. I'm your host, Mark Kelly McLean, and you're stepping into round five. Today's lesson, we're going to talk about punching in combinations, because in boxing and in sales, one shot doesn't win the fight. You know why one punch doesn't work? I can tell you, I remember early in my sales career, I had what I thought was a perfect call. Great connection, the client was engaged, nodding, asking questions. I hung up thinking, that deal's done. I sent one follow-up email, then I waited. And I waited. And just like that, ghosted. Meanwhile, another rep in my office, not more talented, not more experienced, closed a similar deal that same week. Why? Because while I threw one punch, they kept punching. You know, I'm going to share a story with you about a rep who just wouldn't go away, in a good way. You know, I worked with this rep years ago. I think his name was Jason. And Jason wasn't all that flashy. He wasn't the best talker in the room. But this guy understood combinations better than anyone I've seen. You know, he had a prospect, big opportunity, that went cold after the first meeting. Most reps, they just move on. Jason did not. Now, here's what he did. He sent a recap email with clear value. 2 days later, he shared an article relevant to the client's industry. He left a short voicemail referencing their biggest pain point. He sent a quick thought of you message with a case study, then followed up with a simple, still worth a conversation, question mark. Nothing pushy, nothing desperate, just consistent, thoughtful touch points. 2 weeks later, the client replied, appreciate you staying on top of this. Timing is better now. Let's reconnect. That deal closed. Not because of one brilliant moment, because he kept punching. You know, what's really happening here? Combinations work because they mirror how people actually make decisions. No one buys after one interaction unless it's transactional. People need repetition, reinforcement, reassurance. Every touch point you make, either one builds confidence or lets the deal fade away. It's story time again. I'm going to share another story with you about a deal that almost died. You know, I had a deal once. I had a strong start. It was great momentum. Then suddenly just silence. No replies. There was no callbacks. Nothing. Now, here's the difference between amateurs and pros. Okay, an amateur says, oh, they're not interested. A pro says, I haven't thrown enough yet. So I went back in with a combination. I left a voicemail, short, direct. I followed with an email. Did I miss something? You know, I just added value by sharing a quick idea specific to their happiness. I know that sounds kind of corny, but I did. And then I asked a real question. Is this still a priority or has something changed? The last message triggered the response. Turns out internal issues that they had, timing got messy. They're in the wrong place at the wrong time. It had nothing to do with me. We reset, we re-engaged, closed the deal. About a month later, if I stopped at one punch, that deal was dead. So what does a combination selling approach look like? I'm going to break it down into kind of a simple framework, okay? And think like a fighter. So one, jab. It's like an intro call. Cross, a follow-up with value. Hook, personal touch point. Body shot, check in, some pressure. Uppercut, insight, case study, or strong close. You're not annoying them. You're guiding the decision process. I want to talk to you about the silent deal killer, okay? So let me be blunt. Deals don't die because of rejection, okay? Not rejection. They die because of neglect. You stop following up. You assumed interest might be gone. You waited instead of working. That's like landing one jab and walking out of the ring. So I guess I have some homework for you to do. If you're interested, It's kind of like a training assignment for the week, okay? So number one, I want you to revive one dead deal. So go back to a deal you thought was done. It was over. Build a 3 to 5 touch combination and re-engage, okay? I noticed some of the things that you could do on this call. Shorten your gaps. Don't wait a week between touches. Stay present, stay relevant. And three, add value every time. Don't just check in, bring something, an idea, a story, some insight, all right? So in the final bell, takeaway is anyone can throw one punch. Closers, they throw a combination with intention, rhythm, and pressure, okay? That's what a closer does. That's how you stay in the fight. That's how you control the pace, and that's how you win. Okay, we'll see you in round 6.
That's it for this round of the Champions Corner. If you're serious about leveling up, head over to markkellymclain.com and join my free VIP club. You'll get access to knockout sales strategies in every new podcast episode. While you're there, sign up for my sales training program or book me to lead a seminar for your team. I'm Mark Kelly McLean. Stay sharp, stay hungry, and I'll see you in the next episode.